you do not have the encouragement, the doctrinal teaching about family and how important it is in other institutions, colleges, and so forth, that it is a noble thing to be a father, a noble thing to be a mother, and to accept God's rich blessings of children and to raise them in the Christian faith, and that as a mother and father, honoring marriage and honoring the family, raising those kids in the Christian faith is the great priority of your life, right? Mm-hmm. That is not something that is like taught in every single classroom and every single class and so forth, no matter what you're learning about, science, math, music, history, communication, whatever, right? It will be here. And to have student after student, couple after couple, married couple after married couple, go out into our LCMS churches with that kind of mindset, of course, is game changing. You say, oh, well, only 300 students. We're going to cap it at 300 students. Yeah. This is exponential growth, actually, right? Mm-hmm. Just think about it. Look, read Numbers or read 1 Chronicles. It's very boring, the first six chapters. God forgive me for saying that the Bible is boring, but the first six, seven chapters. But what you do see is exponential growth in these families, right? Mm-hmm. And as long as you just have to be faithful, right? Focus on the home. So that's the one thing, is that we want to reinvigorate, get people excited about family, living the Lutheran life, living the congregational life. Mm-hmm. So when they leave this home or leave this college, they're excited to start their own home in their own congregation throughout the United States.
Well, just to put some numbers on that, because my mind immediately went to numbers as you were doing that. So if you get 300 kids, now if they get married, you could double this, right? You could say, okay, well, they go off and if they all get married outside of the college, 600, but let's just say 300. You've got 300, average of 4 kids, that's 1,200. Do that over the next generation, you got 5,000. So 1 year of graduates in 2 generations, if they are raising kids in a well-functioning Christian-oriented household that is entrenched with this kind of Christian theology and thinking, in 2 generations, you've got 5,000 kids, and that's every graduating class.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that number goes higher if you've got them marrying people, you know, outside of that college and bringing that into their household as well. So yeah, in 2 generations, 5,000 every year, that's pretty quickly, you're going to get to the number of the LCMS.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, just numerically, that's, and that's just one college, right? You're saying if you get 3 or 4, you can change the fabric.
Yeah. So if you want to be, if you want to be all like numbers about this, and like there's something crass about it, right? Mm-hmm. And about trying to be like, hey, we're going to grow the church by having babies and so forth, right? That's not what we're saying. However, this is how God grows his church. I think it's funny when people are like, it's the word. But Luther said that, of course, right? Mm-hmm. But God also uses mommies and daddies who speak the word, right? And he also uses mommies and daddies who help create babies, right? Yeah. That is a synergy right there. We're monergists, but we believe in synergism when it comes to having babies, because it takes a man and a woman. And then you raise them in the Christian faith. God uses families. He uses the estates that he's given. And when you teach people that and get them excited about family and excited about church life, right, it does have its fruit. That's exactly why people are excited about this college. And we will, by God's grace, see that numerical growth when we are faithful.
Yeah.
Right. And if God decides something else, that's up to him. Right. Mm-hmm. But this is the normal way that he grows his church. And by the way, when you have an excited family, right, they talk to their neighbors about it. Mm-hmm. Right. So when we talk about like a college being a college is a mission of the church in the sense that a congregation is a mission of the church. It's for the faithful. However, what do the faithful do? They go out into the world and they bring people to church. So mm-hmm. also other people, the graduates of Luther Classical College will go out into the world, right? They'll live the Christian life. They'll be the salt. They'll be the light, as Jesus tells them to do in Matthew chapter 5. And people will see their good works and glorify their Father who is in heaven. So that's the first thing, mm-hmm. is just the general reinvigoration. Is it Higher Things had that? That slogan, dare to be Lutheran, but really, dare to be Lutheran, mm-hmm. Live the Lutheran life, live the Lutheran culture. Second is the seminaries need students. Mm-hmm. They need good students.
Yeah.
They need students and they need good students.
They don't just need warm bodies, right?
They need
leaders.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're heading into more difficult times. We don't need lazy pastors. Mm-hmm. We don't need pastors with absolutely no ambition. And we don't need unfaithful pastors. We need faithful, ambitious, and hardworking pastors who can lead their congregations with love and with the word of God. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we want to provide the seminaries. We estimate 15 a year that we'll be sending to, once we hit 2029, we actually have graduates, 15 a year to the seminaries. Right now, each seminary is averaging 40, right? So 15 out of 80, wow, that's a pretty big number,
yeah,
right? From one little college, right? And we'll see if it's 15, if it's 20, right? Mm-hmm. And then also when it comes to teachers, there's so many classical Lutheran schools. Basically every new school that's starting in the LCMS is classical Lutheran, mm-hmm, because why would you do anything else besides classical once you've seen what it is,
yeah,
right? Why would you read a textbook of some guy telling you about Caesar and not read Caesar? Mm-hmm. Makes no sense whatsoever, right? Mm-hmm. So once you discover classical, you don't go back to what is totally inferior. So
I want to circle back to that too after
yeah,
we kind of get through, like, because that's, I think, important. I really want to kind of hash that out. Look at the Notre Dame study. I don't know if you saw
yes,
the classical
yeah,
difference. I mean, those
the
numbers
good soil
are,
study.
I don't know how you, once you look at those numbers, there's no turning back.
Yeah, the data is on our side.
Yeah,
and it's also just empirically obvious.
Yeah,
there is huge need for classical Lutheran teachers, and we would be providing those classical Lutheran teachers. We have a ton of support from CCLE, the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education, which, by the way, is growing and growing and growing. I think they had 400 or 500 people at their conference this year, and they had to shut the doors, right? More people were wanting to come, right? Classical education is simply the thing,
yeah,
right? It's what people are pursuing in their homeschools and in their schools, and we need to provide teachers for them and capable, again, just like our pastors, capable, good teachers, faithful, ambitious, who love children and love God's word. Mm-hmm. So those are the three big ones. The general just family. We're not just raising teachers and pastors here, educating pastors and teachers here. We're educating people who are going to end up being plumbers, right? That's one thing I didn't bring up, is that we also are going to be having a trade track.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
So where someone can get an AA here, so like a 2-year degree here, and then also get a certificate in, say, plumbing, electrical work, HVAC work, whatever it is, and work with his hands and glorify God that way. But while, you know, you're fixing that toilet, you're singing "Wake, Awake, for Night is Flying," right? Or you're thinking about Virgil said in the sixth book of the Aeneid, or you're wondering about why the Baptists could possibly think that John chapter 3 isn't talking about baptism, right?
Yeah.
We need plumbers like that who will make more than I do.
Yeah.
Given what I pay to my plumber, I'm pretty sure that's true. It's like $250 an hour or something.
Yeah, they're doing okay.
God bless them.
They can buy cigars on a weekend.
Yeah. So trade partnership is going to be awesome as well. But so we are about invigorating homes and congregations within our synod. And that happens not just through pastors and teachers. It happens through faithful laymen and faithful lay women leading families. And even if they end up not getting married for one reason or another, being faithful examples of men and women to their congregation.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they're going to be capable of like singing, reinvigorating choirs.
These are things that objectively are part of a healthy and joyful life. And
yes,
it's not rocket science. These are things that have always been the case.
Yes.
Right? Singing, community, understanding objective truth, loving virtue, despising vice, all of these types of things. And there's nothing more important in your life. I mean, Christianity is the king of this. It's the chief of this, right? But like, that's the goal, like God creating his image. Like he wants to raise you up and make you healthy, right? To salve, right? So that's the goal. And these are wonderful tools and blessings that God has given to this. These aren't just like hobbies, right? Yeah. These are things that are formative to what it means to be a man and a woman who lives a healthy life. And the lacrimosa, the lament is that these things have been taken away. And therefore, children and myself, you know, growing up, we're bankrupt of these things.
Yeah.
And it's a tragedy.
Yep.
And Luther College and classical education, you know, and all of these things, these are just returning to those things which are objectively beautiful and good for man and woman to do.
Yes.
And these are necessary, not just for your child, but for the church to be healthy, which has just gone through its greatest decline in all of its history in the last 70 years, you know, which just so happens to coincide with us leaving this heritage that we have, right?
I imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the other sort of clarion call of Luther Classical College, is that there is nothing to despair of here. Mm-hmm. You return to the foundation, and the foundation, the rock, Jesus Christ and his word, which teaches all of the things that we've just been talking about, mm-hmm. one way or another. It teaches what a man is, what a woman is, what it means to be created in the image of God. It tells us to sing, right? It tells us to reflect on God's nature. Solomon studied ants, right? And plants. Didn't mean for that to rhyme. But you return to that foundation. You let Christ grow his church. Mm-hmm. And he will do it through, a return to being faithful to his word, of course, above all, but realizing that being faithful to his word has implications for our home and for our churches and for how we educate, mm-hmm. right? Things like this creep up on generations, right? We're not casting blame on people, especially not like when my father and mother raised me in the Christian faith. We sang hymns in our home and so forth. The public school system turning towards a totally secular religion, right, and being anti-Christian happened largely in my lifetime, mm-hmm. right, in the last 40 years. And it wasn't as visible in the previous 40 years. So these things sneak up on people. But now that it's very obvious and in our face, we all just have to admit it and say, we cannot subject our kids to a different religion. And we have to build up, again, the foundation, and pursue good classical Christian Lutheran education from childhood to adulthood.
Mm-hmm. Build it out of the ashes, right?
Build it out of the ashes.
And thank you for doing it. Not really. So, yeah. I mean, I got to run to the bathroom here in a minute, but I just want to just kind of like one final plug. I mean, Christian culture. So if people want to learn more about Luther Classical College, is Christian culture, is this the best way to go about doing it? Like,
yes, go to our website, subscribe to the magazine, mm-hmm. And then also just read through our website. In January, we'll be publishing our academic catalog on there, but there's plenty of stuff on there already, previews of our curriculum and so forth, our strategic plan, things like that.